This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The EPA and Suncor Energy have reached a settlement over alleged toxic chemical regulation violations at its Commerce City refinery. Under the deal, Suncor Energy will pay the government $300,000 after a toxic chemical release in 2019. A Colorado law to ban so-called abortion pill reversal treatments has overcome a significant hurdle. CPR's Ben Berkland reports the Colorado Medical Board determined the controversial procedure is not standard medical practice.
The board's rule was a critical step before the first-in-the-nation ban could go into effect. Dr. Roland Flores is the president of the Colorado Medical Board.
By saying that it is not the generally accepted standard of practice, and as such will investigate it, as honestly our only means of enforcing any of these rules is to investigate it.
The ban won't take effect just yet and is likely to be challenged in court by abortion reversal providers who claim the law violates their constitutional rights. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver International Airport CEO says he wants the main highway to the airport widened. Some advocates and elected officials want the airport to fund improvements to public transportation instead of expanding Peña Boulevard. But airport CEO Phil Washington says transit doesn't work for every part of the sprawling Denver region.
We're all in the same camp. We want to expand and increase the efficiency for Peña, but we want to do so in a very responsible way.
That could mean adding toll lanes to Peña, which would incentivize carpooling. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.